So, how different are prices in Europe? Well, take whiskey, for example. A bottle of whiskey costs almost 80% more in Amsterdam than in Rome. But before Italians start celebrating, a packet of Nurofen headache pills is 70% dearer there than in Amsterdam. The creation of the euro in 1999 was supposed to encourage prices to converge, that is, to become more similar, by making it easier for people to compare prices in different countries. But this isn't quite what's happened. Although price gaps did narrow in the euro's first 3 years, an annual survey by Dresdner Kleinwort Wasserstein, DKW, has found no evidence of prices continuing to converge in the past 2 years. DKW's survey covers the six biggest euro area countries and uses branded goods where possible to allow like-for-like comparisons. It finds that Madrid has the cheapest total shopping basket, 10% less than in Paris, the most expensive city. If we consider for a moment individual prices, these differ by much more. Pampers nappies, for example, cost 56% more in Brussels than in Frankfurt, and a cinema ticket costs 170% more in Brussels than in Madrid. But Brussels is definitely the place for Levi jeans, 43% cheaper than in Paris, in fact. The biggest price differences tend to be in non-tradable services. Branded electrical goods, such as irons and televisions, are easily shipped across borders, which is why they have the smallest price ranges. The euro should encourage prices to converge, not so much because consumers shop across borders, but because the ability to compare prices more easily encourages wholesalers to take advantage of price differences. So why do prices still vary by so much? Well, there are at least three reasons. Firstly, the different tax rates, especially on alcohol. Secondly, national tastes. For example, bottled water is still seen as a basic good in some countries, but a luxury in others. And finally, differences in the market structure. One big barrier is that there are still no large pan-European wholesalers or retailers, such as America's Walmart. Leo Doyle, an economist at DKW, estimates that the price difference within the euro area is still roughly twice as large as in America. That suggests that there's still the opportunity for prices to come together. The DKW survey also finds that, thanks to the rise in the euro, prices in London are no longer higher on average than in the euro area. In 2000, London was almost 20% more expensive than the eurozone average. Britons still pay well over the top for their alcohol and cigarettes, but their country is by far the cheapest for books and deodorants. Perhaps that's why so many of them are concerned about joining the euro.